Blog Talk Radio.
Within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is up.
Elohim, you are the strong creator God. In you I find all of the components of everything you have created. Your great imagination gave the elephant its long trunk and the leopards its spots. By your strong arm, the ocean depths were first measured and the mountains rose. You choose what color the sky would be and how the earth would feed itself, even bringing life through death as a seed dies before towering into a tree. I praise you for the greatness of your creative powers and ingenuity. I adore you for the fullness of your power, and I honor you for how you have made all things, even the miniature. Work together to populate your great creation that we call Earth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a mighty word from the Lord. Amen. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. Praise God. And I pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music. Amen.
You don't know.
Praise be to God. Elohim, forgive me when I fail to recognize your creative power. Forgive me for not stopping and being awed by your hand and the masterpiece of your creation. Forgive me for doubting where I should trust you, even when it comes to my own life, my health, and my purpose for living. I have not always seen you in the light of your greatness, and sometimes I make you seem much smaller than you truly are. For that, I am sorry. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Simple song.
Yeah. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on, make concert and say it.
Elohim, thank you for the security I experience when I recognize you as the great creator God. No one was there telling you how to make the earth rotate in its orbit so it would continually receive light and heat. And yet you did it perfectly. I thank you for that. You know all things and don't need me to try to figure out how to solve my issues or make my plans come about. You put the universe together with your words. Thank you for knowing how to put my life together as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Wonder the kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
the only words of life some will ever need.
So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need.
He looks like you.
Jesus looks like you.
He looks like you.
Like you.
Praise be to God. Elohim, create great things for me to walk in. Create intersections where you merge my passion, experience, skills, and interests together so I can fulfill the calling you have for me. Create in my heart a purity that is peaceful and appealing to those around me. Create my destiny, I pray, and then guide me into it for your namesake and for your pleasures. I trust you to create my life story and to give me all I need to fully live out the path you have planned for me. Thank you, Elohim, for being the strong creator God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dupos will be here with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will read our devotional message for this evening, which is entitled, praise God, A Minister of Comfort. Praise God. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 in the NLT Bible. Amen. That's the New Living Translation. And it says, He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. Praise be to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. You have heard repeatedly that God causes all circumstances of your life to work together for your good and his glory. But do you truly believe it? sometimes it is difficult. If a trial is sufficiently unexpected or painful, it can leave you wondering why God allowed you to face such turmoil. The only way to deal with the suffering positively and proactively is to view it through the eyes of God. So ask him to help you see your circumstances from his perspective. Everything won't be completely clear, but you will have confidence that the Savior who redeemed you will not abandon his work in your life. Always remember that you are the beloved child of the living God. If sorrow touches your life, the Lord knows all about it and catches your tears, Psalms 56 and 8. Yet he is strong enough to take your pain and loneliness and produce something worthwhile out of them. He will use the adversity you have experienced to help you reach out to others who have been hurt and are struggling. He will take your pain and tragedy and use both to mold you into a wise and caring minister of his comfort. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for working through my pain to make me into a minister of your grace. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening, a minister of comfort. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Let's all hold hands, 'cause he is worthy.
Oh,
Amen. Praise be to God. Jehovah, you are worthy of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their place and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. I lift up your name, Jehovah, as I seek your face, and I honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdue nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustain all life and passionately delight in our souls. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving,
you came.
You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth saving.
Before you with a heart of contrition, knowing I often haven't honored you as Lord and Master of my life. You wait for me to come talk to you, to wake up and greet you, or to spend my evenings with you. But I have instead wasted time on futile distractions. You are the relational God who desire to walk with me in the cool of the day, just as you walked with Adam and Eve. In those early days of your creation, forgive me for often seeking to walk alone and ignoring the blessings and joy of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God.
Everything I
Adonai, O Lord God, my Adonai, you are a great and mighty God. You have opened my eyes to see your greatness and your strong hand. What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do the amazing and powerful things you can do? Who can create a mountain? Who can make the deep where the waters rest, far beyond anything we can see? Who can calm a storm with just one word? None other than you, Adonai. You are the master over all. You are the Lord above all. And you are deserving of the highest honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Great, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth.
You are the living
word.
Gentile Redeemer, God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
You are an awesome ruler, Gentile Redeemer, God with us, the together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
Jesus,
that's what we call.
Amen. Praise be to God. Every time I hear that song, it just does something to my soul. But anyway, and now it is time for the word. So at this time, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
You know, every time you play that song, you mess me up. I'm sitting here basking in it. That's what I'm doing, basking in that song. My goodness.
Oh, can you hear me? It is an awesome song.
You know that's my song. Every Saturday, once a month, when we used to take communion, and we listen to that. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
That thing would just tear me to pieces. Tear me to pieces. It reminds us of what he's done for us. It reminds us of the sacrificial offering.
Mm.
Yeah. Every now and then, we all need to revisit what God has done for us.
Amen.
You know, oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Sometimes we can get so carried away. We get so used to things being done a certain way that we start taking it for granted. Come on now. You get used to people's love, their kindness, their tenderness. And then you just get all cocky. You just assume it's going to always be there. And so you start taking it for granted. And what happens is you forget on a daily basis what they're really doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so on a daily basis, we should revisit all that God has done for us, all that God is doing, and all that he's going to do. Come on now. That will get us to a place where we start, my goodness, loving on God just a little bit more.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you love, my goodness. Ooh. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Okay, I'm going to calm down. How do you get to loving on God just a little bit more? You love on them just a little bit more. Who's there? Any one of them?
That's right.
Your neighbor, your coworker, your siblings, your friends, your enemies. Oh, my goodness, your enemies.
Yes.
Your enemies. Yeah. God has asked us to love on everybody.
That's right.
It is not our job to do anything other than love on others. Why? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll tell you why. Because that's what he uses to draw them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's his love, his kindness that's flowing through us. Yeah. It's not our love. Mm-mm.
No.
Help us, Jesus. It's not our love. Our love is so messed up.
Mm.
It don't even look like love.
Okay.
There's no doubt in your mind that God loves you in everything that he does. From getting you up in the morning, clothing you in your right mind, my goodness, all of those things show such a gentle, unconditional love. The love that we have, you got to do something for us. We got to get something out of it. That ain't love.
No, it's not.
And if we're not on our best behavior, you don't want to deal with us no more. You can't forgive us. That ain't love. But guess what? I'm just so grateful that God loves us the right way.
Amen.
When we're good, when we're bad.
Yes.
When we're disappointing, when we're out of his will, no matter what we're doing, his love does not change. He still loves us. Now, he may get a little disappointed in us,
mm-hmm.
but he still loves us. And
yes,
one thing for sure, he is not a human being. He is not going to walk away from us. Yeah. See, the devil is a liar.
Absolutely.
Because he wants you to believe every time you do something wrong, you know God is going to leave. No. Get on with that lie now.
Okay.
My God is not going anywhere. You know what?
You never do.
There are still some that don't have a relationship with God, so I'm going to put it to them this way.
Mm-hmm.
My earthly mother that God loaned to me years ago, my earthly mother would get so disappointed in me, she could take my head off. But guess what? No matter what I did, that woman still loves me. She still loved my sister. She still loved my brother. No matter what, and we did some stupidness. We did some
right.
stuff. She was ashamed of us. And the only thing she would say to us is, if anybody would have told me my child would be doing such and such, I never would have believed it. That's all she would say. But she was disappointed, and you could see the look on her face that she was disappointed in us because she felt like she taught us better than that.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And so when we did things that were out of character for her children, then she was disappointed. Now, that's my earthly mother. Oh, my goodness, good. What about my heavenly father?
Mm.
If my earthly mother is not going to walk away, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's going to take a whole lot. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It cannot be done. Your heavenly father will never, ever walk away from you. My goodness, glory to God. Precious and heavenly Father, just want to say thank you this evening, oh God.
Thank you
for another day of life, health, and strength, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for waking us up this morning, clothed mm-hmm. in our right mind, divine
yes,
healing
Lord.
Within our body, oh God.
Yes,
you saw fit to allow us to see another day,
mm-hmm.
a day that was given but not promised. And for that, we say thank you.
Thank you,
Father God. We don't even know all of the dangers that you kept us from on this day. We don't know what your angels were protecting us from on this day. We just know you allowed us calm. My goodness, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for doing it, God. Father God, some of us went on jobs, and we didn't even like the jobs. We just need a paycheck. Ooh. Help us to see our value. Help us to see why you sent us to that job.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to be about our Father's business. You can't be on a job that you claim you don't like when you're trying to be about your Father's business. You know why? He can't use you because you're on a job you don't like. And if you don't like it, you're not going to act right. And if you're not going to act right, surely how in the world can he use you to draw others in? He can't.
Because right.
all they see is, oh, she don't really want to be here. Oh, he don't really want to be here. He don't even like this job. So how is that drawing them to God?
It's not.
See, think about that next time you get to showing off because you don't like a job. It doesn't matter. My husband could tell you. There was a time, and this was in my way adult years. And we was living on a block, and he worked right across the street, maintenance supervisor. And he said, well, why are you waiting? Look, my husband is all about the Benjamins, honey. You can't stop that man from trying to make money. So he looks at me and he goes, why are you waiting on one of those jobs that you want to call? Why don't you just go to the corner and get a job with McDonald's? I'm like, ooh, McDonald's?
Yes.
I'm a finance manager. I ain't going to no McDonald's. And that man looked back at me and went, while you're waiting.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay, I'll go see. look, I said, I'll go see what they gonna do. Mm-hmm. I went up to that corner. The lady said, can you start tomorrow? I was like, what? yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Nobody but God.
And it was so close. It was like a half block. All I had to do was walk to the corner. And I walked back to my house. I said, well, they want me to start tomorrow. He said, there you go. Why are you waiting? You can still make money. Oh,
amen.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
And clapped it.
I don't care what nobody say. You cannot beat Pastor Stephen working. That man's going to work himself silly. Why? Because he wants the money coming in. He don't ever want to be without. Yeah, and thank you, God. God's been blessing us and blessing us. And so I went on to start working at McDonald's, and the moral of that story was I working at McDonald's while the lady is looking at me and going, all these young people around me, she's going to look at me. Kathy, can you hit the bathroom? Do what now? Can you go hit the bathroom? Can I hit the bathroom? Clean the bathroom. I said to myself, I knew what you meant. I just wanted to hear you say it again and again and again to make sure that's what you want me to do.
Yes.
I went on, got my gloves, went in there, mm-hmm. cleaned the bathroom. And every time Steve would come up there and visit me, she would have him do something nasty. Kathy, go get the garbage.
Mm.
And she said all loud so everybody could hear. And she thought, my goodness, she thought Stephen and I would be embarrassed because I got to go clean the garbage at McDonald's.
No.
I said, she don't even know. Stephen don't care what I'm doing. That's not defining who I am.
Amen.
Just like whatever job you on, it's not defining who you are. Because guess what I did at McDonald's? As Pastor Stephen is my witness, I had half of those folks getting on Block Talk Radio. Yes,
amen.
I did.
Yes,
I told them about the God. They were saying to me, Miss Kathy, you working here. Why are you still living on the law? Are you crazy? I said, my body's here. My mind is someplace else. Come on
amen.
Now.
That's right.
My mind is not stuck in McDonald's. No, I'm being about my father's business. And when I tell you I had so many folks getting on that line, they're getting on line, and then I come in the next day, and they said, Miss Kathy, you're amazing. I said, so is God. Yeah, it's amazing how he got me up in McDonald's trying to get all of y'all to come on in. Come on now.
All right.
And so while you on a job that you don't like, don't let them see you. Let them see the God in you.
Praise God.
Huh?
Amen.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Father God, have your way on this line right now. Speak your word in a way that all under the sound of my voice can understand it. That transformation can take place, oh God. That they can do what you desire to see us do. Love on one another.
Amen.
Father God, have your way right now. Let this word do what you set it out to do. We thank you. We love you. I'm honored that you have allowed me to be the one to speak this word today. I just ask that you bless it right now. Use me as a mouthpiece, not my word. Let thy word come forth. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Bless
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Here we go. We get ready to rock and roll. We coming from the gospel tonight. Yeah. The gospel. And the middle of your Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we are going to be coming from Luke tonight. It's the Bible, the gospel. Okay, Luke chapter 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verses 1 through 6. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Have your way, Father. Woo. Look, I done got all hot and I ain't even preached the word yet. All I did was give a title. I ain't even get a title. Woo. All I can say is when the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost shows himself, you're going to get a look. You're going to start sweating. Why? He's heat all by himself. He's going to get things stirred up, get you all hot. And
oh,
I tell
yeah.
you, that song did it for me. I every time I hear that song, I get stirred up, get all wild. I love it on God all over again.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. Here we go. Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were gathered around to listen to Jesus. Listen to who? They were gathered around to listen to Jesus. So the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Ooh, thank you, God. You know I love you because I sure was one of them. Oh, yeah, that was just yesterday. Ooh-hoo! Yeah, yeah. Y'all do know that every day, whether you know it or not, you do something that's displeasing unto God. And you go, no, I ain't doing nothing. Look, some of you live up to time sheet. Some of you refuse to say good morning to the person that's coming in. You going out, you don't even say good morning. How you doing today? Huh? Come on now. Some of you will try to hurry up and go through the door and won't hold the door for the next person coming through. Yeah. Some of you are looking at somebody that's about 610 pounds and going, good Lord, do they ever stop eating?
Wow.
Yeah. And guess what? God is saying they're just as beautiful as you. They still
Amen.
My creation.
Amen.
So see, the things that you don't think to be wrong is wrong in the sight of the Lord. So every night, my mama taught us this, every night before you go to bed, even if you think you ain't did nothing, say, Father God, please forgive me for all my sins in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And then when you wake
right.
up in the morning, you say, Father God, thank you for waking me up today.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do this on my own. Thank you, God. And I'm acknowledging you so you can lead and guide me throughout this day. And I was like, why she got to keep praying that every morning, every night? I know why now.
Ooh. Oh, praise the Lord.
I done had some things happen to me. I got to say, Lord, please forgive me. Because, ooh, watch this. It's in the unforgiveness that you are left alone.
Yes.
Why? Because guilt keeps you from getting back into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
You be so guilty behind whatever you've done, you don't want to go to him, not, my goodness, glory to God, not knowing that there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. If you've done something wrong and you come to him, guess what he's waiting for you to do? He's waiting for you to acknowledge your wrong for forgiveness so he can say, you've been forgiven. Now let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say to that woman? He said, He says, no one here in the condemn, no, sir, no one. He said, go and sin no more. Whatever it is that you've done wrong, don't do it anymore. Let God clean you up little by little. Let him get rid of those things
That's
that are
right.
displeasing in his sight, right? Because it's not all going to go away overnight, but
uh-huh.
he can do it daily. Daily.
Ooh,
because
thank
I'm
you, God.
Healing away those things that don't belong to him. Because I tell you, I'm like Paul. I might not have reached my goal yet, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I sure have come a mighty long way.
Yeah.
God has cleaned me up, and I want to say 87% of me has been changed.
Amen.
You know what I used to say? No, 98. Ah, the devil is a liar. I got a long way to go. I ain't got no 2 points. I got way more than 2 points to go. I'm still cleaning.
God knows.
Woo.
It.
Woo. I say 87% of me has changed. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We are going to go. I have been all over the world with this word. Okay, so verse 3, I'm in Luke chapter 15, 1 through 6, verse 3 says, and I got off that because I was on verse 2 and it says, So the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. And then I just went on into a frenzy. Verse 3, then Jesus told them this parable. What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the pasture and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? Verse 5 says, and when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders, comes home, verse 6, comes home and calls together his friends and neighbors to tell them, rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep. Now that was the parable. My goodness, glory to God. Thank you, God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
The title of this message tonight is My Precious Stones. I got to give y'all a little bit of background. My Precious Stones. For those of you that do know, don't know, have forgotten that you know, whatever the case may be, we do know that back in the day, they called Jesus the chief cornerstone. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. And I looked it up in the commentary. The commentary says the cornerstone was the principal stone, the main stone, usually placed in the corner of an edifice, right, or building or something, usually placed in the corner of it to guide the workers in their, oh, my goodness, y'all should be shouting right there. The cornerstone is there to guide the workers all along the way. Whoo! Y'all don't see it? Y'all don't see it? Cornerstone is there to guide the workers in the course they're supposed to go in. You know what that means? If Jesus is the chief cornerstone, guess what? That means he's, oh, my goodness, come on now. Okay, I'll break it down. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That means he's there for us to look at his example. Oh, my goodness. Don't look at Kathy's example, because Kathy get off course sometimes. Kathy make a mess of stuff. So you don't want to look at my example. Oh, no, no, no. I'm like you. I'm striving to do better.
Amen.
Look at Jesus' example, the chief cornerstone. You know why? Guess what? In that case, there is only one chief. And the chief cornerstone is the only example you can follow that is going to lead you straight to the Father. He says you have to come through me to get to the Father.
Ooh.
So you look what he's saying. You need to be walking in my likeness. Do what you've seen me do.
Yes, Lord.
You know, not like our earthly parents. It's funny because our earthly parents, they would tell us, don't do what you see me do. Do what I tell you to do. Huh?
Yes.
And so they say, I don't want you to do what I did. I don't want you to make the same mistake. Well, guess what Jesus said? You can walk in my likeness. Huh? Because there was perfection in my walk. You will never be perfected as me, but you can walk in my likeness. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Because if I let you little rascals walk perfectly there on earth, you're going to get like Lucifer. You're going to begin to think you're me. And you're not me.
That's right.
You can't do what I do. You can't bless how I bless. You say, well, I just lent so-and-so $20. And so, you got to be grateful that God gave it to you, so you had it to give to them. You say, I just helped so-and-so to get high. So, God put position where you could help the others get on board. Come on now. There's nothing that you're doing for anybody that God has not privileged you to be able to do. Oh, my goodness. So who does the glory go to? The Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for this word. We truly thank God for this word. I hear what he's saying. He's saying, wait a minute. You guys are going to try to condemn me because you're saying, I sit here and I listen to the sinners. I get with the sinners. I hang with the sinners. I become all friendly with the sinners. And you want to condemn me for that. And you're going to grumble and complain because I do that. I eat with the sinners. I speak to the sinners. I listen to the sinners. Guess what? I'm listening to you too. Why you want to tell a story, tell a whole story. Because you are no better than them. So while the Pharisees, my goodness, and the scribes were trying to look down on folks saying they were sinners, Jesus could have just looked back at them and go, excuse you, you're one of them. Because guess what? My goodness, here it comes. Guess what? The last time I checked, all have sinned and fallen short of my glory. If you are not me and you are not me, you also have sinned. And you, while you're talking about them, you in sin right now, huh? Because you're talking about my father's business. He sent me here for them. God, I love you.
Yes, he
come
did.
On now. He sent me here for all of you. No matter what you've done wrong, you too were a sinner. And if you think you ain't sinning now, you're lying now. Huh? Get out of here. When was the last time you called and you said, you know, I'm just so tired. I feel like going to work today. You call them up. Said, well, I'm sick. I just don't feel so good today. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Liar, you ain't sick. You just sleepy. That ain't sick. You just tired. You done wore yourself out the day before. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. And
you're
and
right.
So now he's saying, so y'all want to condemn me for that? Thank you, God. I got to take a praise break. Guess what, y'all? I got 3 of my grandbabies here with me today. Yes, sir. I got, look, listen. Oh, you can't even hear. Usually won't have 6 or 7 up in here. Ooh, sit down. Leave that alone. Stop. I don't have leave. Ooh, my goodness. It's just me. Now the 3 of them, each of them in their own room, watching a different TV, doing what they want to do, just peacefully. Hi. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. And then I looked at them, and I said, I'm so glad my grandbabies are here. And they go, Grandma, you just want us here with you? Yeah. I don't care if you're in another room looking at TV. I just want you in the building with me. I just like having you. You know, and the little one, when she knocked on the door and I went to the door, she's standing 2 seconds from me and she screams out real loud like I'm across the room, Grandma! I said, see, that's why I want y'all here, because y'all cheer me up. Yeah, y'all get me to laughing with all this craziness y'all doing. My goodness, glory to God. Yes, and guess what? I got my oldest granddaughter, my oldest grandson, and my youngest granddaughter. Woo! They so peaceful in there, just minding their own business. Thank you, God. Behaving. For now, when Meepaw get home, because soon they come to the door, they go, where's Meepaw? He at work. Okay. So when he get through the door, they run him crazy. And they done seen the little golf cart he got. They surely going to run him crazy. Okay, here we go. And so God is saying, I don't understand. You know, you got people out there that are praying for you. You got your mother praying. You got your grandmother praying. You got your auntie. You don't even know half of the people that are praying for you. Right? You know why? Because you don't know that you're lost. Yeah. So why is anyone praying for me? I'm doing okay. I got a job. I got a house. I got money in the bank. I'm doing all right. I got my health. I'm all right. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say you got Jesus. Oh, well, if you ain't got Jesus, you're lost. Yeah. Yeah. And trust me, I know this to be true. I got it in my family. I used to be one of them. I'm a decent person. You know, I be nice to people. I got my vehicle. I got my job. I got a husband. I got this. I got that. And sort of the mother of the church did to me what I just did. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you say you got Jesus. And I looked at her. I said, well, yeah. Yeah. She said, no, daughter. The first thing out your mouth should be, I got Jesus.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Then all the rest of that follows suit, but not first. The first thing out of your mouth is you acknowledge your creator. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, ooh, these mothers of the church, they so hard on you.
They have to be.
They were just great teachers.
Yes.
Awesome teachers.
Hard.
The teachers, when I say they were good teachers, they did not let you manipulate God's word, bend God's word, compromise God. They didn't let you do nothing with that word except try to walk accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And look, I used to say, oh, okay, I can't say it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Whoo, he pulled that back. I'll get ready to say it. He snatched it right on out my mouth. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Anyhow, you know how sometimes people be going around, and rather than saying the actual cuss word, they'll say the word that sounds like it, but it's not it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they look at you and go, I didn't say that. I said this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mothers of the church, they radar go off. They be walking. They could be way across the street. And by the time they get to you, they said, baby, you do know that blessings and cursings ought not to come out of the same fountain. You cannot bless and cuss at the same time. So in other words, God can't use you today, but can't use you tomorrow. Use you with this, but can't you? No, you double-minded. You all twisted up. And so I said, no, I didn't say that. I said, and she looked at me, she said, daughter, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know what you meant when you said the other word, you still said it because I know what you meant. I said, okay. She said, now you know I love you, don't you?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I'm sitting in my mind going, that's not love. And I looked at her, and then they'll grab you and give you a big old hug and a kiss. Now go on. Don't let me hear you talking like that again. And guess what? I was well in my 30s when that lady said that to me. I wasn't no child.
Mm.
But to her, I was a child.
Yes.
Because what she saw a babe in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't looking at my years. She was seeing, oh my goodness, glory to God. She was looking at where I was in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was in my relationship to God. You know how people think if you say you're a Christian, that's the end of it. Ooh, the devil is a liar. As soon as you say you are Christian, people's radar go up. They start looking at everything you do. Because as soon as they see something and they're going to see it, they go, I thought you was a Christian.
Okay.
What kind of Christian would do? I'm like, what in the world? Now, I have told people that I work with, no matter where I go, they know I'm a Christian. And guess what? I'll say something, and, you know, I'm thinking it's a joke. Ha, ha, ha. I'm about to laugh my head off, and someone will turn around, and he'll go, you know I'm going to be on the line tonight. I said, what? He said, yeah, I think I'll get on the line tonight and share it. I thought, oh, Lord, I want somebody walking behind you trying to judge you. No, no, I'm just going to see if it's okay. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because, you know, I laugh at anything. I don't care. I'm just so crazy. But not anymore. Because I realized it's affecting what God has sent me to do. God sent me to go after the one. Which one? Any one of them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Any one that I give you an opportunity to come into their path, I want you to let them know about the goodness of Jesus.
Amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how we be about our Father's business. We let him use us to draw others in. Every time Jesus did something, he says, well, I do this to glorify the Father. That did not come to hurt them. It came so the Father who is in heaven could be glorified. Yeah. And so every time you do something, God is trying to use you to glorify him to win them.
That's right.
But he can't do it if your character don't allow it. Watch this. I'm going to bring it in for a close. Watch this. Jesus said, what is wrong with you folks? I came for the sick. I didn't come for the healthy. I came for the sick. Okay? I came for the lost. I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the lost. And guess what? They don't even realize what he said because that was a riddle. He said, I came for the lost. I didn't come for the righteous. I came for the lost. Anybody standing there should have went, so you came for all of us. Yeah, because all have sinned. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. But they didn't catch it. They just looked at him, you know, trying to make fun of who he talking to. And what business is it of yours who I talk to? Into you, ain't I? And someone across, you know what, every time you think you all so good, just know this. God will always let you see someone that is better than you. Why? Because he's trying to humble you to let you know you are not everything you think you are.
Okay.
I'm still working on you. Now stop that. Stop pointing your fingers at others. Because you still got one finger pointing back at you.
Amen.
Come on,
man. That's right.
My goodness. So, thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost said, did you tell him the title? I told him. He said, that wasn't me talking. That was you. Okay, I'm sorry, Holy Ghost. I try to say the Holy Ghost try to remind me. He said, I wasn't reminding you because I knew you had told him. all I could tell y'all. Since I'm not as young as I used to be, I thought I didn't tell y'all. But I did tell you. The Holy Ghost said, don't blame that on me. I knew you told him. But just so I have peace of mind, I said the title was My Precious Stone.
Precious Stone.
And then I went into a whole ordeal about Jesus being the cornerstone, the one that's leading and guiding us in the way things ought to be, right? Oh, my goodness, good God. You know what I did? I just bust my leg. I tell you the truth. As soon as I get all happy. So now we see God in God's eyes. Guess what he's saying? That one lost sheep. When he looked at them and he said, which one of you is going to have 100 sheep, lose one, and don't go after the one? You know you're going to go after that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're going to bring it back and you're going to start rejoicing because you found the one. And Jesus is saying, my sheep are my precious stones.
That's
I don't care which one gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I don't care which one gets lost. I'm not going to rest until I go and get them. And then guess what? My goodness, glory to God. He's going to keep on going after the one that's lost until he has success and he has reached that lost one. Did you hear what I said? Until he has reached the one that was lost. Not until he finds the one that's lost. Until he reaches the one that's lost. You go, well, isn't that, no, that is not the same thing. Because number one, loss for us is not the same loss for him. Loss for us is if you reach it, you found it. And if you found it, you know, you reached it. No, that's not how it is with him. First of all, he don't need to find you. He know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So he's not saying he keeps looking until he finds. No, he already know where you are. He know where you are. He know what you're doing. No, he says until he reaches the one that's lost. You know why? Because I know where you are. But when I reach you, that means that I, oh my goodness, I now have your attention, and you now are coming to accept me as your Lord and Savior. That's when I reach you. I'm not looking for you. I know where you are. You are lost because you're not in a relationship with me. You are not lost because I don't know where you are. I just, my goodness, glory to God, I got to make it plain and clear. You are just lost because you're not in a relationship with me. My goodness, glory to God. Guess what he said? He said, guess what? Like sheep that have wandered off and now they're lost. They wandered off because they don't know. They don't know all that the shepherd is doing for them.
Amen.
And the same thing with every one of us that are lost. We don't realize all that the shepherd is doing for us, because inside the pasture that he has us is safety, is protection, is provision. Come on now. It's everything you need. But when you wander off and you are lost, meaning you are no longer connected to him because you done took off, well, guess what? It doesn't matter how far we go. He can still see us.
Oh, yes.
And guess what? He's not moving. He's not stepping away from, let me get away from Kathy because she's doing stuff. No, he's not moving. Guess who's moving? Kathy.
Because
Kathy is stepping out into the world. Kathy is reaching for stuff Kathy ain't got no business reaching for. Kathy is saying, oh, let me go over here and do this. Oh, let me go over here. Ain't nobody going to know. Because guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go a few hours away where don't nobody really know me. And I can do what I want to do because they can't see me. And then I'll come back, clean myself up, and go to church tomorrow, pay my tithes and all. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, God is good. Ooh, the devil is a liar. The only person that matters is the one that can put you in heaven or hell, and he sees it all.
That's right. See
you are
it
lost
all.
Because you're not in a relationship with God. Okay? You're not given ear to hear what thus says the Lord, which way he would have you to go. He says, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, he said in all your ways. He didn't say acknowledge me just with your mouth. He said acknowledge me in all your ways, and I'm going to direct
all
you
your ways.
He said your ways. Are you being kind?
Mm-hmm.
Are you being forgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Are you showing others mercy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Are you loving one another?
Mm-hmm.
Are you, my goodness, glory to God. Are you gossiping? Are you backbiting? Are you lying?
Mm-hmm.
So many things you can put in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what God is saying? Once he reaches you.
Yes.
And you say, Lord God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sin. I do believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. Come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. And guess what he's saying? Your sins have been forgiven. Go and sin no more. He ain't trying to condemn you. He ain't trying to hold it against you. He ain't trying to make you pay for all you've done, because if that's the case, you never would have made it to this day.
That's right.
He's trying to love on you. He's trying to show you mercy. He's trying to show you grace. Come on now. Guess what he's saying? He said, Kathy, I need you to remind them, every last one of them, you and me are his precious stones.
Yes,
every last one of us. I don't care which one of you wander off. I'm not going to stop until I reach you.
Amen.
I'm going to keep sending people your way to try to help draw you back to a place in me.
Thank you.
Yeah. When he says you're never forsaken, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Guess what he said? I'm not leaving you. You're walking away from me.
That's right. Because
you can't find me in sin. I'm not there. You've got to come out of sin to reach me. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
That's the only way.
God is saying, don't let the devil mess up your mind. I don't care what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready, come on home. Every last one of you are one of my precious stones. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you guys.
Ooh, yes, amen. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. At this time, we'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word tonight. 704-724, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen?
Amen. Everything was good tonight. I enjoyed the word. Love to hear it every Thursday from Pastor Kathy. Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. And we want to thank 980-417. God bless you for showing up in the spirit. 704-352. God bless you for showing up in the spirit. And 864-905. God bless you for showing up in the spirit. And those numbers are people that left. So Pastor Kathy, you can give us the benediction, because you already gave us the call to salvation.
Thank you, dear heart. I'm so glad you caught that. Ooh, bless the Lord, because I'm sweating over here. I bless God that, and if I was anybody under the sound of my voice, I would be saying, God, thank you that you consider me to be one of your precious stones.
Amen.
Yeah. And you know how people feel about diamonds and rubies, and God says, well, you're one of my precious stones. You ought to say, thank you, God, that you look past everything I've done, everything I'm doing, everything I think about doing, and you consider me one of your precious stones. Because
yes,
you
Lord.
Said you're not going to give up until you reach us. Every last one of your stones that are lost, you're not going to give up until you reach us. Thank you, Father. Father God, we thank you for that word on tonight. Thank you for all that you've done, doing, going to do. Thank you for never, ever giving up on us. Thank you for meeting every last one of our needs, oh God. Father God, we love you with every ounce of our being. We don't always do right. We don't always get what we deserve. But we are so thankful, God, that
yes.
we have you. We're so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God, that every chance you get, you come with a word of love to remind us, I haven't given up on you. I'm still waiting to reach you. Thank
yes.
you, God.
Thank you,
You're
God.
Still going after the lost.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God, that each and every last one of us can be used by you, that you can use our character. When we go to work, when we go get our nails done, when we go to the barber shop, wherever we go, that they will see your light illuminating through us, oh God. And then you and only you will get the glory as they are drawn into a relationship with you.
Father God, thank you for this word on tonight. I pray that everyone that heard it will meditate on your word always, as it is prosperous for our soul. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, doing, and are going to do. I pray that you go to each and every household tonight and continue to speak into their spirit, oh God. Continue to lead and guide them in the way you would have us to go. Show us what we've done wrong, and then help us to do right. I thank you. I love you. I honor and adore you. Ask all of these blessings. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Back to you, Evangelist.
God bless you, Pastor Kathy. Thank you for everything. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Love you. Good night.
Good night. And on that note, we are going to leave out on Heaven's Door.
Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus,
Holy Spirit, abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.